Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Jadeen Law Firm. Common Sense Legal Advice with attorney Neil Jensen. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Mark.
How are you?
I was here last week, wasn't I? So sometimes I say I'm back, but yeah, I believe I have notes from something I said last week. So yeah, I'm back. I'm ready to talk.
All right.
Sounds like I've been accused of something. what am I? Cohen? I'm ready to talk. You know? All right. Want to hear
We have to start
with Lindsay Whalen, don't we?
Okay.
All right, you're going to start with a joke.
You know, I almost started with a joke, but I knew there was something we had to cover.
Yeah, well, I was not out there Tuesday night when they named the new gymnasium after Lindsay Whalen, but I guess it was quite a night.
Yeah. Yeah, we have video on our website. Joel Niemeyer took video, so that's still posted on our website.
All right.
Some photos as
what
well.
What is your website in case the KDUZ, people want to look it up?
KDUZ.com.
Does anybody ever look at it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is
my show on it?
No.
Okay.
It could be.
Could be. So what a nice night for Lindsay. And then what happens? This is, we're broadcasting Saturday, but this is Friday morning.
Last
night, Lindsay Whalen's Gopher basketball team beat the number, I think, Syracuse, maybe the number 12 team in the country. Just a terrific game for them.
And they remain unbeaten.
Yes, they do. And that's one of our Hutch contacts, you know, with fame. We also have, the volleyball team at Minnesota that finished third in the country, first in the Big Ten, and they start the tournament tonight. Their first game against Bryant or some a team I hadn't heard of, but we are high seed. Minnesota is
tournament.
And the reason I say local, that's because Dave McGraw's granddaughter is the starting libero for the volleyball team, which is kind of nice for Hutch.
Starting what?
Libero.
What's that?
That's a person in volleyball that wears a different colored jersey and jumps on the floor all the time so the ball doesn't hit the ground.
Oh, that's...
That's the professional definition.
Really? I know what you're talking about.
It's a digger.
Yeah, a dig, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's not a fun position. They don't spike. Yeah. The fun is spiking the ball. They can't even spike the ball. They're not allowed to.
When I was in...
I understand it.
High school, junior high, when we had to rotate. They don't do that in...
They do.
Like college level?
Yeah, they have to. Yeah. I don't understand it because it's not like... If you got six of them out there and each and they rotate, so it's all six get equal. You know, it's not quite
it's
like
different.
That, but there's some kind of required rotation, so you can't have your three tallest women on the net the whole match.
You ever played dodgeball when you were in school?
Yes, yeah, I did. Big red ball. I remember it in Hutch when I was in.
I think things they don't do it like we used to play. It's different now.
How could dodgeball be different? You're in a circle. When it hits you, you're out.
Well,
what they change?
They have softer balls now. I think they don't use those. What we did, we did it in a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Half court.
Yeah.
Was the line.
Mm-hmm.
It was called battle ball where I went to school, and we used volleyballs.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had something a little bigger than a basketball, and it was soft.
Yeah.
Remember. But you were in Wisconsin.
You know,
right?
And we had some arms.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people that could throw.
Oh, really rip it at you?
Oh, yeah. And to hear and see that bounce off a face was quite something.
Yeah.
Sometimes there was
blood.
You think
they still do it that way in Wisconsin?
No, I don't suppose they do.
Yeah, they probably
they
grew up.
Things were a little rougher then.
Yeah.
But, kudos to Lindsay Whalen and Jim Naming. And
yeah, that's really nice.
You know, she was there. Yeah.
And she was, they had a little video of that on the game last night. And at least two of the news stations that I saw had some video from the dedication of the gym. That was really nice for Lindsay.
Any other sports updates we need to get to?
The Timberwolves beat the Spurs by 50 points or something, but that shows you, that was a couple nights ago, but you know why?
No.
Spurs were playing like four games in five nights in different cities, and they just didn't have any legs left.
Nothing left, okay.
No, that's about it for the sports update. Now what?
Well, I guess we have a joke. We haven't had that yet. You need a joke?
I have two.
Okay.
I have two Christmas jokes.
Hmm.
But they're short. One, I'm not sure I even understand. That's why I'm glad you're here.
All right, well, let's see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, all right. Here it is. On Christmas morning, a woman tells her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a beautiful diamond necklace. What do you think it means?" "You'll know tonight," he says. That evening, just before opening presents, the husband came home with a small package, gives it to his wife. Delighted, she opens it, only to find a book titled The Meaning of Dreams.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's...
So you... Yeah, I guess...
I get it, but it's...
Yeah.
It's not fall down funny.
No. No.
Not like my duck jokes.
I was going to say, it's not a duck joke.
No, I'm going to have to... I should get a joke book just of duck jokes,
yeah.
You know, for all of next year. You could give that to me for Christmas. It might be hard to find.
I don't know about that. There may very well be.
Yeah. Most of the books, you know, it's a guy goes into a bar. That's most of the joke
books.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know?
That's true.
And that goes to my snail joke, which is very funny. You know, the snail on the...
Yeah.
You remember the snail joke.
Yes.
I
don't know if I... Horse goes into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says...
What are you doing here? You're a horse, right?
No, he says, "Why the long face?"
Well, maybe now I don't have to tell my second joke since you've ruined everybody's sense of humor with that one.
I know someone that's their favorite joke.
You know the snail joke, though.
Yeah.
The snail, it crawls up on the bar stool,
mm-hmm.
and the bartender looks at him, goes around the bar, picks him up, and throws him out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, that same snail comes back, gets up on the bar stool, and says, "What was that all about?" Yeah, that one. All right. Okay, here's
kind
the other
of a different version.
There are a lot of different versions.
There's some swearing involved. But
yeah, I think so, but this is family radio.
Mm-hmm. You have another one?
I do.
Another joke, though.
Yeah, the mall Santa had many children asking for electric trains. "If you get a train," he tells each one, "you know your dad's going to want to play with it too. Is that okay?" After he asks that question of little Tommy, the boy becomes very quiet, trying to move the conversation along. Santa asks what else he would like Santa to bring him. The boy promptly replies, "Another train." Kind of a dad joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're going to talk about what?
I have one of these, kind of a cheat sheet about, you know, everybody's getting... A lot of people these days in the estate planning area are getting living trusts, they call them, which is, it's a trust. They call it living trust. If you want to be fancy, you can call it an inter vivos trust.
Whoa.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
But I'm going to read a little bit from this and maybe annotate it. But what you get with a trust, and I like trusts. Trusts are fine, but sometimes they don't work and they're too expensive. That's kind of bottom line of this conversation. But one thing it does is it will tell you, it gives you continuity in your affairs, you know, in terms of who gets what and when, and it does avoid probate. My comment to that, I didn't write it down here, is you have to be very careful if you have a trust to make sure everything gets into it. In other words, let's say you've got the house, the farm, you've got maybe an investment in it, but you forgot some other things and didn't put it in the trust. Generally, those other investments will have to be probated
because
you forgot. Now, there is something called a pour-over will, which says if I forgot to put that in the trust, that's where it should be. So you get the same plan that it goes equally to the kids or whatever you said. But the problem is the pour-over, a will is a probate document. And if you forgot to put assets in that trust, you have to probate them into the trust. So...
Okay.
Be careful with these trust documents that you get everything into the trust.
Yeah, get the trust squared away.
Yeah, make sure all of your property is in the trust. And sometimes that's overlooked. More often than not, well, a couple things in Hutch. Certainly, over the years I found everything's in the trust or everything's planned out of probate. And guess what they always forget? The 3M stock. Individually titled, has to be probated. Off you go, spending a lot of money to probate only the stock. Everything else avoided the probate. So you have to watch out for that. And the other thing is, people forget to they they change their asset mix. They go to a different financial planner. They buy another annuity. They sell their house and buy a house in town. You know, lots of different things can happen with your with the assets that you own and how they're titled. And they forget to put them in the trust. So just a warning to be careful of that.
What else? Well, we kind of mentioned in previous programs about, you know, when to talk to your attorney kind of thing. And when there's changes, you should, you know, if nothing else, should I change? Should I do something? You know, call your attorney if something changes and find out if you should do something.
Yeah, and the other thing about that is, for the most part, any changes in assets, if you call your attorney, he'll say, well, just, you don't need me to do that. You can have that done by Edward Jones, or you can have that done by Thrivent, or wherever your assets are. They'll take care of that. There's no need for the attorney to get involved in that. So usually, the only time we have to get involved when new assets are purchased or there's a change is when it's real estate.
Okay.
And then generally you kind of need me, because it's real estate. It has to be done in the right way. And so then it's time for me to do something about it.
But ask somebody.
Yeah. Not you. Don't ask you.
Well,
unless
I would refer to your financial planner, your accountant, or your attorney.
Yeah. I've been saying that for a long time, and you actually now, that is imprinted on your mind, those three advisors. I'm very impressed.
I don't want to go to court because I said something, you know, although I suppose you could represent me.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I'd be guilty.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I think I'd refer your case to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, maybe someone who's
somebody
more,
you don't care for.
Oh, somebody more practiced in felony defense or something. Someone could really help you out.
Okay.
You know something else about trusts, though? They are difficult to attack by, let's say you're disinheriting a child, or you're treating children differently because your son farms and the others don't, and so on. They are more difficult to attack than if it's probated. In probate, excuse me, Mark, in probate they have, you know, you've got a court proceeding. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to come in and say, no, I think my father was unduly influenced by my brother who farms.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in probate, you can go into court and make that claim. There's a what we call a venue. There's a place where you can make that argument. With a trust, it isn't. You have to. Someone's sawing a tree outside of here. What is that, Mark?
Maybe
it's Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
That they're sawing. Yeah. You know, anyway. How did you manage to soundproof these booths? It's remarkable.
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. See. All right. What else do I have here? Achieves
your. No, you were saying Minnesota it's easier area. As far as.
For attacking. Yeah. So it's hard. Yeah. So if you want to attack a trust, you have to go get an attorney. You have to start a lawsuit. It's a lot more difficult than just showing up in probate court and saying, I don't think my dad intended that. So from that standpoint, a trust is a little easier to go with. Regardless of whether it's a trust or a will, though, the person you've designated to make decisions has a step up, a leg up, because the trust pays for the defense. And if another child is attacking it, he's losing money. he's paying his attorney, and the trust is paying your attorney. That's kind of how it works.
Well, do
what
we
else?
Need to...
Are we, what's, well, how's our time? What else are
we? We're running kind of long. You,
good, because I'm done.
Okay.
But I believe I'm back next week. Huh? Is that exciting?
It is.
You want a teaser about next week's program?
Sure. Are we going to follow it?
No, and I don't have one. I haven't thought it up yet.
Because, you know, you've done that in the past,
I do it
too,
all the
and
time.
You know,
that's my favorite thing to tell you what the program's about. You introduce it, and I say, no.
That's not. Okay. Well.
Right. I won't do that again.
All right.
Well, maybe once.
Legal Update, brought to you by the Melkert, Hubert, Chedin Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice. Neil, have a good weekend.
You too, Mark.